Australia Overnight, the weekend edition with Pat Panetta. Now, in recent times, or in recent news, we've heard of Rupert Murdoch getting married for the fifth time at the age of 93. And there's much speculation as to why he'd be entering into another marriage at that age. Maybe he doesn't like to be alone. Is he a hopeless romantic? Now, finally finding that right love match for you, if that happens in your twilight years after several failed marriages, you still deserve the option of getting married and going on to live your happily ever after. Now, to tell us more, Karina Chapman joins us, dating and relationship coach. Hello, Karina. Welcome back to Australia Overnight.
Thanks, Pat.
Oh, Rupert Murdoch. Okay. Is he a hopeless romantic? I reckon he'd be like a hardcore businessman, Rupert Murdoch, wouldn't he? Or is he a bit of a softy inside, do you think?
Well, he really does project to the world this hardcore businessman, for sure. And maybe there's a touch of hopeless romantic, or maybe it's just at his age, that's tradition. You don't just date a woman, you marry them. So perhaps that's his thinking. Oh, and okay. I know some of his friends are even thinking that he just doesn't like to be alone, but
yeah.
There can be so many reasons as to why you would do that at 93.
Yes, that's right. So that's why people are speculating. 93, so many marriages. The thing about not wanting to be alone, I know through my little, all of us, I guess, you know, you say you might be single or whatever and you think, no, I'll be okay. It's good to be alone. I'll get to find myself and it's a good sort of period to just maybe search and just enjoy the solo life. But then, yes, the loneliness creeps in, or you want to go see a movie or go do something and, you know, you can't just ring up people at random. So it's natural to feel lonely. Actually, as I say this, there'll be lots of listeners who are solo and loving their solo life. So which way is the natural tendency for us to go?
I think that if you're quite secure in yourself and you've done a fair bit of personal growth work, you quite enjoy your own company. So for most of the time, being single is fine. It's when you have those times where you do think, oh, it would be nice to go for a drive in the hills perhaps and have someone to come with me, that no one's sort of there immediately that you can just say, hey, let's go. So the companionship, I think, is a big thing that we miss as a single, in going out and about and sharing experiences.
And if you're relying on another person for your happiness, is that the general rule? No matter how wonderful they are, you know, no one's perfect, or that, you know, you're looking outside yourself, so eventually you'll be let down. If you sort of start by, you know, enjoying the being solo, then you can bring another person to the mix and maybe then it's a better relationship.
That's exactly right. I mean, once you're happy within yourself and you don't need anybody else to make you happy, that's an attractive energy in itself. So when you get to that point, you're far more likely to attract others that are also on that vibration of already loving themselves, so that you can have a really good connective relationship without it being unbalanced in any way.
And how do you do that? There's all this sort of stuff that you see. Is it just Hollywood you might see? Or there was that song by Miley Cyrus, I can buy myself flowers and I can walk with my, you know, with myself along the beach. So she's basically saying, well, I'm, you know, I could do all that stuff for myself. And you hear people who marry themselves, as weird as it sounds, but I get the symbolism of it. I'm going to fall in love with me first before I fall in love with someone else.
That's right. And that's a crucial thing to do, because if, for example, you don't love yourself enough and you've only got a low level of love for yourself, then that's what you attract. And that's not actually what you're wanting, and certainly not what you deserve. You deserve a great amount of love. But if you're not already loving yourself, then you kind of feel like, how can somebody else love me if I can't even love myself? So that's why it's really worthwhile investing time and energy into yourself to really understand who you are, what type of person that you would like to be with, and how you envision a life in the future. And, you know, by loving yourself, you can attract that and more and change what your future can be.
133693 on Australia Overnight, chatting with Karina Chapman, dating and relationship coach, about Rupert Murdoch has started us thinking about this, hasn't he, Karina? The fact that he's been married at 93, but we're sort of skipping around a bit and talking about finding yourself and taking the time. So it's about time, really. It doesn't happen overnight, does it? And if you're skipping to another person straight away, maybe Rupert, I hope you're listening, Rupert, if you're skipping to another person straight away, you're not doing the hard work to find yourself first. Is that right?
That's right. And if we're looking at his past, there really hasn't been a lot of gaps in between where he would have had time by himself. I mean, he was even engaged last year as well, so which only lasted a couple of weeks. So he does seem to be a bit of a serial dater and then turns into a serial husband. And I think it would indicate that he just doesn't like to be alone. And, you know, having a lovely lady on his arm and someone to be a companion is appealing enough, whether it's true love or not.
I reckon we've worked it out there, Karina. He's a businessman. He's a fixer. Like, he's everything in his life, he's got, you know, he's got wealth, and if he wants something done, he makes it happen. So when he's on his own, he feels loneliness and pain because he's got no one around. Here I am. I've worked it all out. He feels no one around. So then he thinks, I'm going to fix this. I've got tons of money. Who's not going to want to marry him because he's, you know, he's loaded. So then he just goes out and finds somebody to fill that hole. So he doesn't care what Pat and Karina says. He says, well, I just don't feel that pain anymore. I've fixed it. So get lost. I don't want to do the work because I'm rich and my life's okay.
Oh, maybe he believes that money really can buy anything, even love.
Maybe. But is the message for our listeners, if you're getting older and you find that, you know, it can happen at any stage in life?
It really can. I mean, I've worked with people of all ages, and it doesn't matter what age we are, we still yearn for companionship, love, someone to be there and support us, to have fun with, to enjoy times with, holidays, whatever it might be. So if you've got the chance, whether it is in your 60s, 70s, 80s or 90s, like Rupert,
yep,
then why not go for it and meet someone new and really love yourself first before you step out there, so that you can get something back in return that you really want to add to your life that's going to add value.
Right. Yeah, good message. Have we sort of given some tips on how to love yourself? We've made that point. I'm just thinking our listeners might. It's about spending time on your own and just looking inside yourself and just getting to know who you really are. Would that be right?
That's right. Knowing what's valuable to you, whether it's honesty, trust, loyalty, playfulness, fun, laughter, whatever that might be. And even looking at how comfortable are you with saying to yourself in the mirror, for example, I love you. You know, I'm worthy of love. I only attract positive relationships in my life. Things like that. If you're uncomfortable doing that, then that gives you an indication that there's still some love to be grown there. Take, and definitely, like Miley Cyrus said, take yourself out on a date, buy yourself flowers, go for a massage.
Yeah.
Do something that you really like and treat yourself. Because that's what you do for the person that you love.
Okay, so that's the challenge for all our listeners. This is the test. You need to look in the mirror, look yourself in the eye and say, you're great, I love you, I love spending time with you, all that stuff that you just said, Karina. And if you feel uncomfortable about it or you're sort of squirming, you're not there yet. You're not there. You know, would that be a bit of a test for our listeners?
That's right. Yeah, it gives you a bit of an indication whether there's a bit more work to be done. And it's not that hard to do. It's just being conscious, because it's the same as even in friendships. You want high quality friendships of people that are going to be reliable and fun to be with, consistent, truthful, honest, all of that. So whether we're looking for love or regular friendships, we still have to love ourselves first, and then you have a much better life that you're creating for yourself and better people to be hanging out with.
Okay, wonderful. 133693, Karina Chapman, our dating and relationship coach. Sorry, I say wonderful there because I'm jotting down. We're going to play, I reckon we need to play Miley Cyrus's song. We need to go to a commercial break. And during that time, I'm going to the bathroom here and looking in the mirror, and I'm going to talk to myself and see how I go. See if I'm there yet. I'm going to tell myself, that stuff that we just mentioned. What do you reckon, Karina?
That's an excellent idea, for sure. I love it.
Good on you. It's always great to have you on the program. Thank you, Karina Chapman, dating and relationship coach on Australia Overnight. Thank you.